That is a request to come closer, inshallah, fill in all the gaps. Allah Ta'ala reward you for remaining behind. Let us make niyat, inshallah. Whatever we listen, inshallah, we'll put it into practice. And wherever we can assist the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll put ourselves forward to assist the deen of Allah. MashaAllah, brothers, come forward, inshallah. Let us still be mindful of those that are performing the salah. Don't cross in front of them, inshallah. Make a way around them, from behind them, inshallah. And fill the space in front of the speaker, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insan something which is called fikr and soch. Fikr and soch means to think, to ponder. قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say to them, أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ I give you wa'az. أَعِذُكُمْ فَوَعَز نَسِيحَةٍ Advice. I give you advice, I give you nasihat بِوَاحِدَةٍ For one thing. Towards the end of the ayat, أَنْتَ تَفَكَّرُوا أَنْ تَقُومُ لِلَّهِ مَثْنَا وَفَرَادَ ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا They say to your ummah that they should apply their mind, the fikr, the soch. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He made the insan in the realm of the souls, which you call the alam al-arwah, where the souls had no body, there were no limbs attached to the soul and the ruh. And the ruh is a real, this is a real focal point of the body. Without the ruh, a person goes for a bypass, they bypass the heart. They bypass the heart comes to a standstill, they operate on the heart. And then thereafter, they once again release the blood, so to say, back into the body and wait for the heart to pump again, then they say successful. But in that interim, whether the ruh has left the body or not, nobody knows. The ruh is a command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the ruh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the faculty of soch and fikr. The how to make fikr and soch. Allah ta'ala has given us these minds and these hearts and the soul to apply our minds. So when Allah ta'ala created the ruh in alam al-arwah, the realm of the souls, there was no body attached, no limbs, there were no knees, no joints. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted this insan to go into dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a complete syllabus. The syllabus which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had reserved and preserved was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to offer to this ummah that if you want that success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attached rules, regulations, rules, laws, shari'at, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this can only be fulfilled once these limbs are attached to this ruh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the system for insan to come into this world. That go into this world, ghulam banke. Come into this world as a ghulam of Allah, a slave of Allah. Or wapas aana, wali banke. Come back as my friend. You made fikr for your own ruh. Made fikr for the ummah. Now come back as my beloved. The beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to get this success? How to get this friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us aql, soch, fikr, anta tafakkaru. To apply our minds right now. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala primarily designed the mind and the brain for His recognition. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ Allah says, I created insan, jinnat and insan, only for my worship. What does it mean? Worship doesn't do just with the outer part of insan. They say, you must read salah with your heart. Read salah with your heart. When you're going to sajda with your heart, with the entire with the entire body, with your mind, with your soul, with your ruh, everything given to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this entire existence Allah ta'ala made, primarily, Allah ta'ala designed the body for his ibadat. Allah made the back so we can bow down in ruku. Allah ta'ala made the knees and the joints so they can bend in sajda. Allah ta'ala made the forehead so you can make sajda before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But insan came into dunya, nasullah. He forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah ta'ala gave me the brain? Why Allah ta'ala gave me the wealth? Why Allah ta'ala gave me my body? And we can see insan with effort he's making now on the body, just the outer appearance. Different avenues to look better, to feel better, to keep fit. But what, for what reason Allah ta'ala gave this body? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. That ya Rasulullah, when you finish فَرَغْتَ مِنَ الدَّعْوَةِ, when you finish the effort of da'wah during the day, fansab, now make such ibadat of Allah at night, nasab, comes from the word nasaba. That means tiresome ibadat, that tire your body now. Tire your body in the ibadat of Allah. I ask myself, where am I getting tired nowadays? Where the ummah is getting tired nowadays? So now you say the brain not working, head is not working. Dunya, I don't know what's happening. Something problem with the car, then with the children, then with the family, then with the business. But nobody says, we say, deen, I'm okay. Alhamdulillah. But we know what the condition of our deen. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمَّ أَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will not punish the ummah altogether. Allah will not wipe out the ummah altogether as long as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst the ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been parada now. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish the ummah altogether. وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, as long as they are making istighfar and tawbah. As long as the ummah is making istighfar and tawbah. Today the effort has gone so much into materialism. Upon my own life, upon my family and my children. Which ulama allah say, غَلَتْ yaqeen. The yaqeen has become incorrect. Our conviction has turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to materialism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam for them to introduce the makhluq to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why Allah gave you the heart? Allah gave the heart only for his mahabbat and his recognition. Not for insan. No insan has a human capacity. No insan has a human capacity to keep another insan happy 24/7. Impossible. Whether parents want to keep the children happy, whether children want to keep their parents happy, whether husband and wife, impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the insan's heart, only he knows how to keep the heart happy. But myself, given my heart to here and there, to business, to family, to children, to cars, to vehicles, to properties, the heart has been dispersed. Tashwish. Everywhere the heart. The whole effort of deen is to once again reconcile the heart and bring it back to insan. Your heart belongs to Allah. The heart is the markaz and the headquarters of the ma'rifat of Allah. Allah has made the heart for this. What to give insan? What to give the wife, family and children? Give time. Give compassion. Give respect. But the heart is given only to Allah. The kuffar give their hearts to everything. They give it to the children. They lose their child. That is depression. Lock the room. We won't go back in the room. The portrait is there. The clothes are there. There's no flavor to life anymore. There's no reason to live anymore. Now my heart is broken completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the heart, designed the heart only for him. With the yaqeen of Allah, tawakkul upon Allah, reliance upon Allah, the love of Allah, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is only made for this. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when every nation went astray and the heart turned away from Allah, when the hearts of insan turned away from Allah, the creator of the heart, the creator of the heart wants the heart to be focused only to him. It's an exercise, it's a da'wah, it's an invitation, it's an everyday effort. Islah, da'wah, tabligh, ta'aleem, recognizing Allah, it's not a once off in a year, once off in a lifetime. It's an everyday effort. Every day the heart has to be connected to Allah. When I wake up in the morning, from my dua, to my salah, to wazaif, to Quran tilawah, to mashwara, to gush, moving in the path of Allah. All the time everybody is there. Allama Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says that every makhluk, har makhluk bukarta hai, mujhko dekh. Every makhluk is calling out, look at me. The car is calling, the properties are calling, the house is calling, the family is calling. Mujhko dekh, look at me, look at me, look at me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah complains, O insan, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ, how many of my signs in the skies and the earth, يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا, you just pass by them and you just turn away. You don't even see me. You don't even recognize Allah. Insan likes to see documentaries. Allah says, look at my documentary every morning. When you come out after Ishraq or the Ishraq time, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, they say that the live tarjuman, interpreter of Quran Sharif, look at the skies and the earth. Allah takes a qasam in Quran, look at the sun, look at the moon, look at the stars, look at the night, look at the day. See how Allah Ta'ala is controlling. Just the one ball of ayah Allah Ta'ala takes out in the morning, everything comes alive. The curtains are open, the phones are ringing, the children are waking up, the breakfast is being prepared. The cars are being started. Now there's movement taking place. Who said must wake up now? Allah's Qudrat. But I don't see it. How many years passing? I'm only looking at the watch. Looking at the watch. And not looking at the time of my expiry date. Looking at how much more time I have. How much more chasing the time. Allah says, how many signs in the skies and the earth? You don't see it. Om anha mu'ridu, no insan. You're making araz. You're just turning away. No concern. I'm still going to live longer. Whenever the heart of insan turned away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. For the figure of hidayat, for the concern of hidayat, that guide the hearts of insan back to Allah. Because the insan's heart has become bimar and ill. He doesn't even understand, my heart has become sick right now. And how sick the heart has begun, as we mentioned, as long as the ummah is making istighfar, Allah will not destroy the ummah. Today myself, I raise my hands to make tawbah istighfar. Before we'd hear in the masjid somebody crying. We'd hear fajr time, after asr, yawmul jumu'ah, before maghrib. Somebody is making tawbah, somebody is crying. Go to haramin sharifain, somebody is crying. And you would hear the old people sometime, tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. Nobody is making tawbah anymore. Nobody is making tawbah anymore. The figure of the women of before, they might not have had so much of ilm of deen, but they had deen in their lives. The sharab and haya, bashfulness was there. They would cover their faces with the chiffon, orni. And what they would say to the young boys in the family, or they would say to the elders also, say, what will happen in the qabr? We're so scared of the qabr. We're so afraid, ya Allah, what will happen in the qabr? Now what we are speaking about? No more the qabr, where are we going next? What are we going to do? Where are we going? Where are we going? Before they only had one, ya Allah, what's going to happen in the qabr? Before there was tawbah istighfar, now the ummah is making istighfar, and ask myself and ourselves, making istighfar from what? There's no real tawbah really. I'm just making, in the motions, ya Allah forgive me for the sins of the day and the night, knowingly, and, but nothing pinpointed, ya Allah, this guna of mine. This sin of mine, and the biggest sin, which we find Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam was sent to their nations was incorrect yaqeen. Disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To rectify the hearts once again. The hearts turned away from Allah. They didn't make tawbah istighfar. Till kufr and shirk came into the hearts. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam's people, the yaqeen, conviction, reliance, i'timad was upon their numbers. Large numbers, long life they had. We're going to live very long. We'll live it up in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disliked this type of yaqeen, conviction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, give them the da'wat. And the da'wat of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, he told them day and night. He invited them during the day, during the night, individually, collectively. Inni lakum nadhirun mubeen, ani'budullah, wattaquhu, wati'un. He would tell them, Inni lakum nadhirun mubeen, I am clear warner to you. I am a clear warner unto you. What is a wana nadir? A person that warns somebody with compassion. Ani'budullah. What's the warning? Worship Allah. Only ibadat of Allah, nothing else. No shirk, no ascribing patterns in my salah, only Allah. There's nothing else coming in the mind, nothing else coming in the heart. The hikmat and wisdom of wudu, ulama mentioned 8 wisdoms of wudu. Among the eight wisdoms of wudu, when a person sits down to make wudu, now so to say, he shuts off the engine of dunya, he puts on the engine of akhirat. That was the break point, cut off point of dunya right now. Now I'm talking to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ibadat. So when I'm making a tawbah, for no concentration in my salah, the heart has turned away from a real salah. Quran tilawat, heart is turned away, the cell phone is at the bottom. The different types of ibadat, where the mind is going to right now. But the ummah is making tawbah. Ya Allah, where the heart has gone to right now. In the ibadat also. That the heart has turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give them the da'wah, that ni'budullah, wattaqu, worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Have taqwa, adopt taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be cautious. Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, explain what is taqwa. Taqwa means to save yourself, to be cautious. Ijtinab, to refrain. He says there's a very narrow pathway. It's very windy. And he goes through a thorny garden. There's only thorns. And the branches come onto the pathway. Very narrow. How will he walk through that pathway, which is very narrow and very windy? He will put his clothes together. He makes sure that it doesn't catch onto any thorns. Like this, he will go very slow. Only he will navigate and he will come out. He says, this is taqwa. Taqwa is this windy road of dunya with your thorns all over. How careful you're going to be every moment of your life. That my taqwa must not break. My taqwa must not give up right now. Maut can come anytime. The heart is connected to Allah. Nuh alayhi salatu salam's people, their hearts turned away. Nuh alayhi salatu salam was sent. Give them the da'wat. I'm a clear one unto you. Adopt taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَطِيعُونِي And obey me. Obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ This is tawbah. This is tawbah. Once you will accept my da'wat and you come unto iman, refreshing your iman, renew your iman, bring iman. And what kind of iman? Like iman of sahaba radiyallahu anhum. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا Allah says, oh people of iman, Aminu, believe in Allah. It has to be renewed daily. It has to be renewed daily. Iman has to be renewed daily. Iman also gets old. It has to be renewed. How you renew Iman? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be praised. Allah loves to be praised to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it came to the words of His praise and the mode of praising Him, whether it be externally, internally, verbally, orally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be praised so much, He didn't leave it to insan to innovate or invent His own way of praising Allah. Allah taught us to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how I want to be praised. This is how I want to be praised. Allah loves to be praised. Whether verbally, man qala la ilaha illallah, the person who says la ilaha illallah, he's saying it. Whether he's saying it on his own dhikr, or he's saying it to somebody also. He's giving somebody da'wat of la ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to be praised every rakat of salah. We start with the praise of Allah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah says all praise belongs to rabbul alameen. I want to be praised. How to get the heart right? Allah says praise me, your iman will increase. Whether infiradi, ijtima'i, whether on your own individually, whether collectively. Allah has given us this effort where we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Effort of da'wat and tabligh is to train us to speak about Allah. To train us to speak about Allah. Ask just the hawk on the street corner, sending his or hers some fruits, some wares, some fruits and veggies. Ask them just how is business and how long they can speak. 15 minutes, 20 minutes. How is the produce, prices, transport. And they'll go on. Or just a few ways and products of theirs. But the one that's supplying everything, as a believer, you believe in Allah, speak about Allah. Says, I can't speak. But ask me about the products that Allah has given me, I'll speak about them. I'll market it also. Market the deen of Allah. Allah wants us to speak about Him. So the iman increases. Whatever we speak about, iman increases. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came to give this da'wat. أن يعبد الله وشب الله سبحانه وتعالى في الله تبارك وتعالى أن أبي الله سبحانه وتعالى أبي me and أبي الله سبحانه وتعالى Allah will forgive you يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ Allah will forgive you. This is tawbah, this is istighfar, to renew one's iman. When iman will increase, then a person will realize how far I am from the real deen of Allah. There is no place in a mu'min's life to become complacent. I'm okay. Never. To the extent, when Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah would say also, that person who thinks for a moment that today my salah was good, that was his worst day. He'll never progress. He'll never progress. Today was good. Never think is good enough. Ya Allah, for you, never good enough. There's more place for improvement. A believer can never be complacent. And now my iman is teak, I'm okay. That is when we are in danger right now. When I feel my iman is okay, I don't have to check my iman. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, all the time they had their eyes upon the iman. Whether my iman is intact or not intact. My a'mal also. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam gave the da'wah, they had yaqeen, incorrect yaqeen upon the numbers. Allah said, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Qawm salih. They had yaqeen upon their farming, their harvest, their crops. They were farmers. They've got everything. We don't need anything else. Allah Ta'ala said, Nuh, Salih alayhi salatu wa ila thamud akhahum saliha. Allah sent to the qawm of Salih alayhi salatu wa ila, Allah Ta'ala sent him. Qala ya qawmi udullah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. He gave them da'wat. They said, oh people, worship Allah. Worship Allah. Come unto the real worship of Allah. What kind of worship with ihsan? And ta'bud Allah, that you worship Allah as if you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you cannot come to that level, then understand Allah is still looking at me. What does it mean to worship Allah as if I can see Allah? Muhaddithin explained that if I could see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how would I perform salah? Not only salah, complete worship, nikah, zira'at, tijarat, dhikr, Quran, tilawat. All this is ibadat. Farming, trade, profession, nikah, Quran, dhikr, salah. All these are ibadat. In all these aspects of my life, if I could see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how would I carry out my life? I just see the traffic police, the traffic cop, and now I start driving already. I got yaqeen, he's got some power behind him. To see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feel Allah so strongly, that I speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hadir, Allah is present in front of me. This is ibadat. This is to speak about Allah, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salih alayhi salatu wa salam was sent to his people. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam's nation, their hearts turned away also. They got yaqeen upon their business. When they came to weigh and measure, they would cheat. They wouldn't give full measure, full weight. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam was sent to them. Wa ila madyan aqam Shu'aiba, to the people of Madyan, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam was sent. Qala ya qawmi udullah, ma lakum min ilahi ghayru. Awfu al-kayla wal-mizan. Give them da'wat. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no one worthy of worship. That ma lakum min ilahin. There's no one for you to worship that ilah. He negated their business. Salih alayhi salatu wa salam took out from their hearts their farms and industries. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam took out from their hearts their numbers. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam took out from their hearts the love for Fir'aun. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he took out the kingship of Namrud. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam took out from the hearts of people the yaqeen upon medicine. Each Nabi was sent, take it out from their hearts, their hearts have turned away. Their hearts have turned away. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam finally was sent. What to take out from the hearts of people? Wa Abu al-Hasan al-Imiyya rahmah mentions, he says, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, at that time the entire humanity wasn't involved in just one sin. All those causes of the past nations which brought the azab of Allah upon them all together was found in humanity at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All together. With the pride over numbers, they were warriors, they were at war. Whether wealth, whether cheating, whether kingship, whether wizarat, ministership, the qawm of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they wanted a position. Whether it was qawm of Lut also, the evil act that was found, incest was found. Every single sin of the past nation was found in humanity at the time of the bi'athat and the sending of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he came with the same message. For us to understand that this ummah will not make the effort of the heart and go out and make effort upon the iman of humanity, one of these vices, sins and diseases will come into the heart. Will come into the heart and they will be unawares of it also. Whether yaqeen upon my wealth, yaqeen upon the degree, yaqeen upon my power. Today we see the governments, they say what yaqeen conviction is in the heart, then yaqeen will put the body into motion. What yaqeen conviction is in the heart upon what it is, that will put the body and his entire existence into motion. Person has yaqeen upon the business, the eyes will open at the time to go to the shop. Yaqeen upon my degree, the time for to go to school and varsity, the eyes will open that time. Yaqeen upon governorship, governance to control. What yaqeen upon that will do? Bloodshed at all cost. Whether babies, whether women, whether children, at all cost to keep governorship, to keep government. Yaqeen is incorrect. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with la ilaha illallah. Negated every ilah. Whether your business, whether your hunar, whether your expertise, whether your skills, whether intelligence, whether beauty, whether numbers, whether pride, whatever it may be. Illallah is only Allah. Yaqeen upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For the ummah to check every day, what is the level of my iman and yaqeen? What is the level of my iman and yaqeen? I can be reading salah, but in the salah also, is my yaqeen upon salah. I'm performing salah, is my yaqeen upon salah. That my salah will do the amal. My salah will do my work, will fulfill my need. Is my yaqeen upon the tasbih? That I'll take the name of Allah, Allah will make it happen for me. Yaqeen upon amal. Am I just doing the amal without yaqeen? Is it become an adat and a habit? To bring jan and life into the amal. To bring life into the amal. How life will come into the amal when we speak about it. Invite others towards it. Once a person in Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah, Hazrat, a certain time to close dukan is very difficult. It's the busiest time right now. So Mufti Sahib told him very simple, that your neighboring shops that are Muslims, go to them and just make one ilan, one announcement. Asar ka waqt ho gaya, asar ka waqt ho gaya. Chalo namaz, chalo namaz. So the first day he went, and he passed shop by shop in his line. Namaz time, namaz, he must go for namaz. So they all felt ashamed. So they closed their shops, and they proceeded for salah, he went back to his shop and he sat down. Can't close it. First day, second day, by the third day, he felt ashamed, he closed it also. Just the effect of speaking about namaz. The reality of salah came into his heart. Just to speak about it. This is insan's tabiat and nature, as to speak about it. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ Allah says, those who get hidayat, that have a desire for hidayat. I have a desire for hidayat. If I feel now I've got hidayat, I'm performing my salah, I'm doing a few a'mal. Here ulama say, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Here insan has to be very careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addressing the believers, udkhulu fi silmi, enter into Islam completely. Enter into Islam completely. The riwayat that comes in Bukhari Sharif, on the day of Qiyamah, after Hisab Kitab will be completed, people of Jannah will go to Jannah. People of Jahannam will go to Jahannam. Allah save us. Then the people of Jannah will request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to go and see in Jahannam who is there. Allah will permit them. And they will go and they will peek and they will look into Jahannam, who is there. Then the riwayat says that they will mention and they will say, هَاُولَا إِخْوَانُنَا Ya Allah, these are our brothers. كَانُوا يُسَلُّونَ مَعَنَا وَيَسُمُونَ وَيَحُجُّونَ Ya Allah, they should perform salah with us. They should keep roza with us. They should keep fast. They should make hajj also. But how come they landed in Jahannam? Quran says, into Islam completely. Not what I sketched out for myself. This is Islam. This is what I will do. Finish. Sahaba ikram, they are our models. Our role models. Commentators say that they landed in the fire of Jahannam because they thought this few amal was complete deen. And they suffice upon that. They should perform salah with us, they should keep roza, they should go for hajj. It wasn't complete deen. Complete deen, we look in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. What was complete deen and how they understood shariat? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah says only those are real believers in Allah. Those are real believers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. مُؤْمِنُونَ are those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Full iman in Allah. The promises of Allah, the wa'da al-wa'id. Promises of Allah, the warnings of Allah. They have yaqeen about the promises of Allah. That this amal is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need nothing else. The amal is sufficient for me. One car guzari came about one mastwarat. Son was leaning over the window and he slipped and he fell. Mother was in salah. He slipped and he fell multiple floors. Father ran to go and save him. Mother was in salah, she completed her namaz. Another 2 rakah started again. Another 2 rakah started again. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he was perturbed, he would resort to salah. She had ta'aleem in her home. Yaqeen upon ta'aleem. It was conviction upon ta'aleem, that ta'aleem, this is what we heard from the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the haqq and the truth. Whether the child will be saved or not, I will do the right thing. Husband, he ran to save the child. There was no doubt the child will pass away. Multiple stories. He says the mastwarat continued nafil namaz for 3 hours. Husband took the child, hospital, little bit of cuts here and there, and the child came back in the home walking. Then the mother made salam. Then she made salam. Ya Allah, only you do it. No doctor, no ambulance, no paramedics. The doctor, tabibul qulub, Allah. Allah is the doctor of the hearts, doctor of the body. A'mal did it. She had full yaqeen upon a'mal. This is iman. Today, but I am shaken up. I will turn here and turn there. This one will do it. That one will save me. Have this contact, have that contact. All the contacts. One example, ulama give a person to check his iman also. He goes to full petrol at the garage. He tells the bowser, fill the tank. Fill the tank because yaqeen is where? In his pocket. Card is there, the cash is there. Fills the tank, then the bowser will come, payment, he takes out the wallet, card is not there. Wife took it away. Now what he'll say, inna lillahi. Allah came now. Allah came now. Where was the iman, the belief in Allah? Now when the card is not there, the cash is not there, Allah came now. Allah supposed to come in the beginning. Your card can't do it, the bank can't do it, the cash can't do it. Allah will happen, Allah will do it. And if he has it also, computers are down. System is offline. And he says, Ya Allah, what do I do now? Allah is supposed to come first. Allah is supposed to come first. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Allah came first. There was Sahabi radiallahu anhu, it was a long expedition. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam sent them. There was one kafir that used to insult Nabi Ali salatu wasalam. He was in a fort, fortified. Very secure, very safe. Sahaba ikram made dua and they left. And somehow they got him in the darkness of the night. Pitch dark. Through taqwa, through iman, through yaqeen, Allah teaches a person how to maneuver also. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah says, adopt taqwa, Allah will teach you directly. So somehow he got into the king's room. And he opens the door, but he can't see anything. Everything is pitch dark. Look at the intelligence at that moment. He called out his name like one of the courtiers. So the king replied. Just by his reply, he knew where the king was sleeping. And he goes in there, he takes his spear and puts it through the king. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has dispatched me to dispatch you. And as he's coming down the stairs, he slips and he falls, he breaks his leg. The Riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, he takes out his imamah and he ties his leg up. And then there's a whole hue and alarm and cry in the fort. There's something has happened. Now they put on the lamps and the lights. And by the will of Allah, he escapes. He made a hole under the wall of the fort. And when they come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give the karguzari, what an expedition, the dead of the night. Nabi Ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what happened? He said, qatalahu Allah. Allah killed him. Not I killed him. Not that what a hunt it was. We went and we did that thing. Allah killed him. The heart was connected directly to Allah. negated himself completely. Who are the believers? Those that believe in Allah. So tell the children, Allah will feed you, I don't feed you. My wealth will not sustain you, Allah will sustain you. Allah will do everything. The yaqeen has to come into my heart. If the yaqeen is not there, then I have to make tawbah istighfar. This is the illness of the heart also. Where the heart goes to everyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Tami has mentioned rahmatullah alayhi. That when Allah ta'ala sends, so to say, a calamity upon a person, how does he know is a calamity or is a test? Allah, you're punishing me right now, you're testing me right now. So at that moment, whether some accident, whether some illness, whether some test came out positive, Allah protect all. At that moment, Mufassireen say where the heart turns to. At that moment, somebody knocked my vehicle. Now the heart goes to someone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That already is a punishment for you. There's a punishment. It goes to the insurance company, to the banker, to this one, that one. Allah says, Jal, go. But the heart goes to Allah, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma jirni fi musibati wa akhlifti khayran minha. Allah says, he passed with flying colors, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Fa'atammahun, 100%, flying colors, he passed every test. Every test, his heart was connected to Allah. If my heart is not like that, I have to make an effort before I go into the qabr. If I can't say my Rabb right now is Allah, how am I going to say it in the qabr? I can't say it now. Allah is controlling. I'm not the controller. I'm not the CEO. I'm not the boss. I'm not the manager. I'm a khadim. Ownership, this word, ownership, landlord. Allah is the lord of the land. I'm just the caretaker. Nothing, I don't own anything. This word ownership also, fuqaha mentioned, this word ownership. Allah has borrowed it to us just to use this to make our life easy for us. Because ownership belongs to Allah. Just to facilitate the easiness of life. But everything belongs to Allah, only a caretaker. So the believers are those that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَعْبُوا. Quran says they have no doubt thereafter. No doubt. Iman is pakka. How to keep it pakka? This is a system. We have to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have no doubt. Not only having no doubt, وَجَاهَدُوا. Sahaba ikram understood this. For the heart to have no doubt. For the heart to have no doubt. I cannot claim I have no doubt. We can see in our homes, we've got pharmacies right now. But I say, Alhamdulillah, we got some iman. But in every bottle, my heart is stuck in there. Here's a cough mixture, here's a panado, here's a suppository, here's this, here's that. So we can see already now where the doubt is, whether Allah is going to do it or not. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابَ. There's no doubt. And how that no doubt came in, وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala has given us already a system, وَجَاهَدُوا, and they exerted themselves, they made مُجَاهَدَ. The path of Allah, بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, with their wealth and their lives. Well, both they give in the path of Allah to build the inside. They spend their wealth in the path of Allah, and they give their time in the path of Allah. Now, can I say my iman is stronger than Sahaba? Impossible. If they had to strive out, if they had to leave, if they had to go in the path of Allah, if they had to speak about Allah, they had to stand and give their da'wat and invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their hearts to become doubtless, then I doubt whether my iman is there right now. Do I have the level of iman? Day of Qiyamah, the yardstick of iman and success will be the iman of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Allah will gauge. Not the iman I thought. In 1446, I'm okay. Sahaba ikram were afraid. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the last moments of his life, he tells Abdullah bin Umar, his son, put my head on the sand. His head was on his lap. Say, put my head on the sand. So he puts his head on the sand. Amirul Mu'mineen. How much of the world is controlling right now? And he turns towards the wall and he begins to cry. And he says, Umar, if Allah will not forgive you, what will you do? Umar, if Allah will not forgive you, what will you do? I don't even have this concern right now. I feel my iman is absolutely in place, intact. I'm okay. I got my ticket to Jannat. How to get this iman? Sahaba ikram understood. We have to strive with our health, with our lives and our wealth. And Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. These are the truthful ones. They are true in their iman. They are true in their iman. Whether I'm true in my iman, Allah knows best. After doing all of this, they believe in Allah, Rasulullah SAW, no doubt whatsoever. They gave their health, their wealth, their time, their lives. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. الراكعون الساجدون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف عجيب. Umar Sahib al-Ampuri Rahman will say, الراكعون الساجدون الراكعون, he will say, refers to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. الساجدون as Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So الراكعون, so Umar bin Khattab, he gave half his wealth in the path of Allah. He was in ruku. الساجدون Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was in sajda already, he gave everything. Put his head down completely for deen. Then Allah says, those that will do this, Allah will give them the type of iman. What will be the benefit of that iman? What will be the benefit of that iman? Yes, you might not reach the height of iman, but be in on the road to it. When the road to it, with the hope, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, you raise me with those chosen ones. قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمُ Allah will say on the day of Qiyamah, هَذَا يَوْمُ Today is the day. يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ That those that are true in the iman, today their truthfulness will be a benefit to them. Who are the true ones? وَلَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ Those that strove in the path of Allah. Then for them Allah will say, today your striving will benefit you. You were true in iman. You left your home before you had to leave it. That is why ulama say, to conclude my dear brothers, our homes Allah has given us. A comfortable bed Allah has given us. Warm homes Allah has given us. The food Allah has given us. Faculties Allah has given us. Comforts of life Allah has given us. When only comes to our homes, no zakat in the home. When it comes to cars, no zakat on the cars. For personal use, no zakat on the cars. But there is zakat still. There is a zakat, which you call a spiritual zakat. One is a masla part of it. Nisab is there, where pays zakat on the excess wealth. Some of nisab you got to have, etc. But ulama say, just like how a person earns his livelihood with incorrect yaqeen and conviction. Ulama say on a spiritual level, that person who earns a livelihood with incorrect yaqeen and conviction, he goes to his dukan, to his shop, to his degree, to his job, whatever it may be, with the incorrect conviction that this will sustain me. The conviction is incorrect. Salah time, he does not close. When it's time to go in the path of Allah, he doubts whether he should go. That everything for me is my livelihood, my life is coming out in this. His yaqeen is stuck in there. He says spiritually, when he will feel, will have this conviction that this is sustaining me, then the spiritual realm, the spiritual world, they say that that sustenance and rose is contaminated. What is spiritually is haram for him. Because he earned it with a spiritually sick heart. Yaqeen was incorrect. For it to be wholesome, he has to connect it to Allah. That this is working for me, I don't work for it. This dukan is working for me, I don't work for it. Sahaba ikram give 8 hours to the dunya, 8 hours to the family, 8 hours to the masjid. That was the tartib of success. So that heart has to be connected to Allah. How is it connected to Allah? In the shop also, I'm shaking my time. Just now is time for salah. Just now is time for salah. See, the hands are busy with dunya, but the heart is busy with Allah. Heart is linked to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that will come, when effort is made on iman. I just have to be here because I have to be here. Or else I'll be in the path of Allah, I'll be in the masjid. Heart, believer's heart is in the masjid. So how to get this conviction? How can you get this yaqeen? To believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us our homes, our comforts, etc. Ulama say the spiritual zakat of my home, of my bedroom, of my food, of my bed. The spiritual zakat, our elders say, is sometimes to leave that warm bed and that warm house of mine to sleep on a sleeping bag in the house of Allah. Allah, you gave me that. As a spiritual zakat and shukr to what you have given me, Ya Allah, I can sleep in your house. On a sleeping bag. To make effort, Ya Allah, for my own iman and the iman of the humanity till Qiyamah. Then see the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in fulfilling the zakat of Allah has given me. They see the barakah in it. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they also left. Left the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the effort of iman. For this, my dear brothers, we have the ishtima that is coming. The ishtima that we have, these occasions Allah Pak has given us, where we are the host, the guest of Allah will come. The ishtima is just something that said, something that of tabligh eating or something that belongs to da'wah and tabligh. This happened in Medina Munawwara also. Wafd Abu al-Qais, that one Jamaat Abu al-Qais came to Medina Munawwara. There was ishtima in Masjid Nabawi also, where they were hosted. They were given ta'alim, da'wah was given. Ta'alim and ta'allum, zikr ibadat was taking place. So these ishtimas were taking place all the time in Masjid Nabawi. The purpose of the ishtima, to recreate the environment of Medina Munawwara. Now we go to Medina Munawwara, we feel the sukoon. Come to the ishtima, there is so much of crime. But we are still being in the ishtima, open ground. Nothing is locked, there is no door there also. There is so much of sukoon here. That's what Medina Munawwara was. Allah Ta'ala wants every home to be like that. Every locality to become like that. This is just one namura in a country like ours, ishtima. Come, subhanallah, the youngsters are playing, they're free, they're open. Ta'alim is taking place, learning and teaching, ibadah taking place, somebody in dhikr, somebody in Quran tilawat. Then there's da'wah taking place, talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bayaz are taking place, khidmat is taking place. That brothers are prepared to serve others without getting anything in return. Khidmat. This is only Madinatul Munawwara. Like the Jabir radiallahu anhu, Battle of Khandaq, where he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in hunger, sahaba ikram, he went to his wife and he tells her, Nabi alayhi salam is very hungry right now. We have one goat, not eight. I prepared the food. Quietly go and tell him. I bring one, two satis with also. So they also, there was hunger. There was insecurity. But when khidmat was made, look at how everything changed around. So he comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One Nabi of Allah has slaughtered one goat. The wife has prepared it. Come and join us for meals. But just few people only. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made an alarm. So everybody come again for dawah today. Almost 1,000 sahaba radiallahu anhum ate. He told her, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, tell your wife, don't open the pot till I come. And he sat there. And they ate and jamaats came and jamaats came and jamaats came and they ate and they ate and they ate and they ate. They were moving in the path of Allah, the figure of deen, Allah Pak opened rosy by one pot of food. Allah fed so many people. So this mahol and this environment has to be recreated for us to understand. When deen will come in every home, when da'wah will come, speaking about Allah, learning and dhikr, zikr and ibadat and khidmat, every home will become a nucleus of hidayat. The ishtima is for this, my dear brothers. Together with that, once the effort of haqq will prevail, once the effort of truth and haqq will prevail, batil will disappear. Avenues of batil will disappear. Now we know the environment, all the vices that are taking place, the different dens of vices, the different invitations, enticement, and all the different things happening around us. How will you know combat it? Say, bring the haqq. Don't fight with the darkness, put on the switch. Put on the switch of haqq. We all can have a hand in it. Ya Allah, through the barakat of this, remove all the batil. For this, the ishtima is taking place, my dear brothers. We have to make an effort before the ishtima. Preparation for hajj takes place so long much before. Then we enjoy the hajj season, mashallah. Ishtima also, the effort has to start already. That I am prepared to do something for the ishtima. Give 3 days in the path of Allah. Have a share in the ishtima also. All the people will come, they got a share in it. For this, you make some intention and niyat, inshallah. Whose lives will change? One youngster will come. How his life will change? What will happen to him? We don't know. So with this, we give our intentions, give our names, make some fikr, inshallah. Some years ago, ishtima was taking place in Johannesburg. Some youngsters went there from our locality. They went there, Johannesburg before. Somewhere far to go. In the 90s, youngsters went, it was some area, they say at night now we'll go a little bit. We'll go look around what's happening in Johannesburg. So some friends went, and two friends got left behind. So one friend said to the other friend, Chala, we won't go, we'll sit here. We won't go, we all left. Other brothers are gone, we'll make the qurbani, we'll sit here, we'll go sit for the bayan. The same youngster, Allah Ta'ala changed his life, became Hafiz al-Quran, became Alim of Deen, and became an Imam also of the time. The one ishtima. Who gave the da'wah, who took him, the driver, the person giving da'wah, the person making ikram, what would reward for that? So inshallah, we make our niyats, inshallah.
MashaAllah, brothers, let Allah accept. So brothers, MashaAllah, Mulana has poured his heart out, Alhamdulillah. It's time for us to speak, inshallah. Who's ready, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah, in the path of Allah Ta'ala, mashallah. By Dawood, inshallah, Allah accept. Come, mashallah. Young and old, Allah Ta'ala has given us an opportunity. Let us commit ourselves, our lifetime and wealth, inshallah. Make niyat, inshallah. Make the niyat, inshallah. Niyat is a dua to Allah, that Allah accept me. Nobody says we're going to go tomorrow, but it's the niyat, inshallah. Then in future, inshallah, we will strive in the path of Allah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? For 4 months, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala accept. Such a beautiful majma, mashallah. So many youngsters, so many youth. Mashallah. This is the favor of Allah, inshallah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? Come, mashallah. Jazakallah. Hamza, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah. Come, brothers. Mashallah. Who else, mashallah? It's just an intention, brothers. Let's make the niyat, inshallah. On that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open our way. We know there's obstacles, we're unable to come out at the moment, but a person gives his intention, makes dua to Allah, Allah ta'ala makes a way out, inshallah. Come, mashallah. Who else makes niyat, inshallah? Bismillah, inshallah. Allah ta'ala accept, inshallah. By Imran, inshallah. Jee. Others also, inshallah, make niyat. Niyat for 40 days, inshallah. Come, inshallah. Every masjid, alhamdulillah, in the whole of Durban, mashallah. By Zakir, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept. In the whole of Durban, mashallah, most of the masjids, at least they're giving one jamaat, inshallah, to come out in the path of Allah. If not from now, at least from the Ishtima. Ishtima is about a month away, inshallah. So from Palok, inshallah, let's make an effort, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Let's make an effort from our side. This is our contribution. Where we will go, maybe locally or foreign, whatever, alhamdulillah. My dear brothers, our striving, our sacrifice, shuaib parak, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Come, inshallah. Like this, inshallah, let us make niyat, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala reward you, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Make niyat. One complete jamaat from Palok, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Name, mashallah? MashaAllah. Allah accept, MashaAllah. Come, brothers. Who else? MashaAllah, 2 years ago, you experienced an ishtima yourself, MashaAllah. How much of khair, how much of barakat, how much of effort you put behind it, my dears. Say, whatever you want out of something, you have to put, my dear brothers, before it. MashaAllah. How many jamaats went out? All that, my dear brothers, account and record comes in here because of your participation and your little sacrifice, my dears. This way also, inshallah, these occasions come once in a while, inshallah. These breezes, you know, these breezes of hidayat, inshallah. When these things come, inshallah, then we take advantage. We say, look after the occasion. When you look after an occasion, my dear, a lot of khair, Allah Ta'ala opens up a lot of doors of khair. It comes at that moment. At that time, we have to put ourselves forward, inshallah. The taqaza, the need is at that time. Once it's gone, my dear. So inshallah, who else inshallah? Make niyat inshallah. 40 days inshallah. Come, my dear. Allah reward you. Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah. 1-2 more brothers inshallah. Make himmat inshallah. Mashallah. So mashallah, let us make an effort inshallah in this line. Let us prepare brothers inshallah to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this regard also, alhamdulillah, most of the areas and masajids, they are going with big jamaats. They are going to different areas to invite towards the ishtima. MashaAllah, in this weekend that just passed, jamaat came from Azadville, from Johannesburg, over 50 to 60 brothers. And when you looked at the jamaat, most of them were young brothers, MashaAllah. Being holidays as well, those, MashaAllah, are studying in Darul Ulum, those are in universities, MashaAllah. They're using their free time. This free time, my beloved elders and brothers, is very, very valuable. We use it correctly, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make our lives. So alhamdulillah, through this, over 50, 60, my dear brothers, from one area, they came, they cover the whole of Clear Estate, my dear brothers, this area, Taqwa, the Masjid Ibrahim. Alhamdulillah, so much of effort was made, door to door, house to house, giving the doubt of Iman, my dear elders and brothers. As well to say, we cover every area. The effort before the Ishtima is to see that how we can create such an environment where 100% Majib Musallis, Majib brothers, is created in every area. And this comes about by giving the Dawood house to house, door to door, with love and affection, connecting one another towards the masjid. This is our work. The masjid gives dua, Majib brothers. The masjid gets Majib brothers, it gets Ahbad. You see, when calamities come to an area and locality, one of the reasons Allah Ta'ala removes this calamity is when He sees that the masajid is Ahbad. When there are people in a locality that are waking up at night and making istighfar and tawbah and asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there are people that are making the masjid abad. So an effort before an ishtima is to create this type of environment. That is why you find jamaats coming. That is why you find, my dear brothers, brothers being encouraged to cover the entire area, every home, not only once, twice, three times, inshallah. So the doubt of iman can be given to each and every person. This ishtima, when you come there, you will see the reality, my dear brothers, of our population in the whole of South Africa. Things are changing, my dears. People that are coming to our country, those that are accepting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved elders and brothers, let us, my dear brothers, we'll notice that how many of the locals also have come into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this environment, my dear brothers, they look forward to because they don't get it in their areas, in their locations, wherever they are coming from. This is the environment that they benefit from. So by us, inshallah, coming there, also, inshallah, making an effort like this, the khidmat that is required in the ishtima. MashaAllah, yesterday there was an intizami jor that took place where the distribution of the different responsibilities also took place, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, I think from the Palok area, there was some suggestions that came that in the parking and security, inshallah, like you, MashaAllah, so well did in the last ishtima, brothers made intention, inshallah, at least 30, 40 brothers, inshallah, from the Palok area will assist in the parking and security. So in this regard also, inshallah, let us make niyat, inshallah. Who will make an intention, inshallah, at least, who knows? We will come there with the niyat of looking after the mihman of Allah to make it easy for them so that they can take part in all the amals and they will become affected, my dear brothers, from that environment. We ourselves will be probably in parking or in security or in istiqbal. That is welcoming the guests that are coming, my dear brothers. Welcoming those that are coming, that are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say the first impression is the lasting impression. To smile at the people. We don't know them from anywhere. We don't know them, my dear brothers, from a bar of blues. But alhamdulillah, they are Muslims. They say, look at a Muslim with azmat, because he's a reciter of the kalima, wherever he comes from. Whatever color he is, whatever language, whatever background he is from. Such, my dear brother, Allah has given us, my dear, opportunities in order to open our hearts, to embrace, my dear brothers, people from different corners, from different backgrounds, my dear brothers. So inshallah, in this regard also the istiqbal from the brothers of Palok, inshallah. We want you to make niyat, inshallah. We need a jamaat from here as well, inshallah. So who makes niyat for this, inshallah? The welcoming of the jamaats, Allah Ta'ala accept, Mawlana, mashallah. Mawlana, one jamaat from there, inshallah, Allah accept. Jazakallah. Ji, who else, inshallah? Istiqbal, that is welcoming the brothers that are coming. I remember one of our senior brothers, mashallah, from the community. He probably asked, my dear brothers, he stood there in the last Opor Ishtima, without exaggerating, probably 500 to 1,000, he himself, my dear brothers, made musafa. He just smiled at them. Just said, welcome, welcome. What an impression it creates in the hearts of those that are coming. Buses will be coming, my dear brothers, trying to see that how everybody is comfortable. This is our response. This is our ishtima. We are the host, my dears. So let us take this, my dear brothers, to heart. And let us come forward and give some little contribution, inshallah. For the parking and security, who takes responsibility, inshallah? One or two brothers can tell us, inshallah, we will take responsibility. We'll get a jamaat, inshallah, of so many brothers. Jai. Parking and security, who will take responsibility? Come, Majin. Parking and security. So you'll make a jamaat. How many brothers about? 30 brothers, okay, brothers? All of us make niyat, inshallah. MashaAllah, we keep in touch with by Imran, inshallah. And thereafter some muzakara can be made and then we'll link up with the main jamaat at the ishtima site as well. And whatever is the guidelines, inshallah, how to conduct ourselves, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us, inshallah. So in this regard, inshallah, let us make dua and tell our families at home. Get our ladies also involved, my dear brothers. They might be sitting in their homes, but they can be a means of hidayat, my dear brothers. Sitting in the corner of their rooms, they can also be a means of hidayat. They can make dua. We, my dear brothers, Yasin Sharif Khatam, make dua, inshallah, for the success of the ishtima, my dear brothers. So let us, inshallah, request our mothers and sisters at home. And we also daily, inshallah, also some duas, my dear brothers. The ishtima in earnest will start, inshallah, in a week's time, where the brothers will be starting work on the site as well. Everyone is welcome to come there. Let us just come, my dear, if we got little bit of time, inshallah, let us come there, inshallah. Whatever little contribution from our side we can do, whatever efforts that are there, or just come there, my dear brothers, for the sake of the environment. My dear, listen, bring new brothers. The whole idea is those that are far away from deen, this is one opportunity, my beloved brothers, by just bringing them into an environment, Allah Ta'ala changes their lives, my dear. So this in my family, amongst my brothers, amongst my family members, just come there to the site. My dear brothers, there will be an istiqbal area. Brothers will explain to the brothers what is happening, inshallah. In this way, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, may to our little efforts, Allah Ta'ala, may Jibas, can change the lives of so many people, inshallah. So may Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward you, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala make this ishtima a success. And inshallah, all of us give dawah. Dawah to my family, dawah to my brothers, all my family members, inshallah. Give them dawah, inshallah, for the ishtima. All of us will do this, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward you. Allah Ta'ala accept your coming, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us, inshallah. Inshallah, dua will take place.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان وجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا من المهديين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أخبرنا سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت